Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Daylight savings time. Don't you just love it? Amen. Well, it's nothing new about it. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12, then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jashar? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there had been no day like that before or after. So if you've looked for it after, it hadn't happened. The Bible said it wasn't. No day before or after. It is the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned and all of Israel with him to the camp of Gilgal. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you teach us something here today, and I pray that you give us understanding of your word and your scripture. Watch over us, and we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me set this up for you. The children of Israel had been in Egypt for 400 years. 400 years in captivity in Egypt. The first generation or two were good because they had a brother that ran Egypt. But as time went on, it got bad where they were nothing more than slaves. And the people were praying, and God sent Moses. His mother hid him in the creek. And he was raised up by the Pharaoh's daughter, who found him in the creek, nursed by his own mother, and led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. They crossed the Red Sea on dry land. You say, preacher, do you believe that? Yeah, I do. I also believe that the Egyptian army drowned in that same Red Sea. I happen to believe in a God that's big enough to part the Red Sea, because I believe in a God that can raise the dead. I believe in a God that can create heaven out of his own breath, because I believe in a God that can create heaven. And if you have trouble believing that he made this, you're really going to have a hard time thinking about heaven that is much better than this and without sin. So we get the basis down. Most people and most Christians have too small of an image of who God is. We serve a great and mighty God. And when we yield to him and we surrender to him, he will do everything for us and in his power in order to help us to succeed, not for what we want, but for what he wants. We're here to live for him, not for ourselves, not out of selfishness. So the children of Israel march into the wilderness. And for about 40 days, they're going to have to march in order to get to the promised land, or four months, I mean. They've got to travel. So they get right up on the border, and Moses sends in some spies. He said, I want you to go into the promised land, and I want you to see what's going on in there. The 10 spies came back, and they reported to Moses, there's giants in the land. No way we can beat them. I mean, we don't even have an official army. But two men, Joshua and Caleb, they said, we can whip them. Not because we're strong, but because we serve a big, big God. Amen. Everyone over 20 years old died in the wilderness, even Moses. But there's two that didn't, Joshua and Caleb. And when Moses died, just before they crossed into the promised land, Joshua took his place. So they march into the promised land, and God didn't only open the Red Sea, he opened the Jordan River so they could cross the Jordan River. I've seen the Red Sea, or the Jordan River. Isn't all that big, but it still doesn't stop flowing. It's got a big head drive from the mountains and the Golan Heights coming down. So they crossed over, and they fought a battle in Ai. And they just routed them. They fought another battle, you probably heard of Jericho, where they didn't have to do much. They just walked around in a circle and blew a trumpet and hit some pans, and walls fell down. And they routed Israel. See, Joshua and Caleb were right. The battle was not theirs. The battle was God's. And God was moving his people so that they could flourish and do better. And that's the way God moves a church and how God moves you in your work and in your family and in your life. He moves you so you can do better. Sometimes we don't like the circumstances. Sometimes we don't like the places where we are. But God said, the steps of a godly man are ordered by the Lord. So you can be sure if you're right with God, you're right where you belong. And if you're where you belong, God's going to do something great with you. And you say, but preacher, I just seem to be handicapped by this. I remember I was in the Navy and I was called to preach, and boy, I wanted to get out and go preach. But I didn't get out. But I went and preached. I went to migrant camp where they sorted tobacco, and I preached there one night a week. I went to prison. I preached there one night a week. Oh, I wasn't getting enough preaching, so me and three guys went out, one with a guitar and one with a French horn. And they'd start playing on a corner, and I'd jump up on a milk box, one of those square ones, and I'd just start telling what Jesus did for me. If you can't hold a crowd on a street corner, you're probably not going to hold one in church. So you do what God wants you to do where you're at. You don't have to wait for God to change any circumstances. You witness the people who are around you. Well, Gibeon heard that the city that Joshua had routed Ai and he had routed Jericho and how that God was with them, so they surrendered. Well, the king up in Jerusalem heard that they had surrendered, and it was a bigger city and stronger city than Ai and Jericho. And he said, you know, if they're with the Israelites, there's no way we can stand. So he got together five kings, and he said, let's go down and let's tackle Gibeon before Joshua can get there. They said, good deal. So they all got together, and they camped at the mountain. They sent word to Joshua. They said, these five kings, they're going to rout us. I mean, they're going to wipe us out. We need to go down and fight them first. So they did. When Joshua heard it, he was 20 miles away. Now, they didn't have fast trains. They didn't have buses. They didn't have cars. They had horses and mules. And 90% of them or more were on foot. I don't know if you've ever walked 20 mile, but that's quite a hike. How many steps is that if you're on Fitbit? That's a lot of steps. I mean, it's about 15 miles from here to Bowling Green, right? So you got to walk on down to the roadside rest down there. That's a long way. And it's getting late. And Joshua said, we have an obligation to do what we said we'd do. You know, if you have an obligation to do what you said you would do, you ought to do it. You shouldn't give a man your word or a woman your word and then go back on your word. If you tell them you're going to be there, if you tell them you're going to pay it, if you tell them you're going to do it, you do it, and you do it on time, and you do it right. That's the Christian way. And you say, but preacher, I don't have any way. Then pray. God owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He will find a way. You know, God does miracles, but we really have to work at it. I want you to think of Joshua and all these soldiers, and they're running for 20 miles in order to get there before the attack takes place. So they run for 20 miles, and they see them coming, and a lot of the guys start running, and they start hitting them with the swords, and the Bible says God killed more with hail that day than they killed with a sword. Well, I wasn't expecting that. You know, when we're doing God's work and we're doing God's will, sometimes we just aren't expecting what God's going to do. So they kept chasing them. Joshua said, keep chasing them. They said, man, we've been running for 20 miles. Keep on running. No, they didn't question him. They followed and they went on because they knew that God was with them. And they won that battle. But they knew that these men would run and hide in caves and reassemble and regroup and come back even stronger and harder. So Joshua just, and it doesn't say that it was planned, Joshua just looked up in heaven and said, God, let the sun stand still so we can finish this. I want to keep working, I want to keep working, I want to keep working, I want to keep working. Have you ever wanted to do something for God that bad that you want to keep on and not stop? That's the way you accomplish things. When we came here to this church 32 years ago, we went through some struggles. The people didn't even know the struggles that we went through. I mean, I was here 2 years, and I had to pull my... We didn't have a lot of savings, but we had $12,000, $14,000. 2 years, we had to get into that because our bills, our house didn't sell. My plan was, when we take the church, we'll sell our house and pay off our cars. Then we can make it. The house didn't sell, the cars didn't get paid off, so we're paying a house payment, rent payment, car payment. 2 years later, we had went through the retirement that I had in my old company I worked for. Then our house sold. We bought a house. I thought we need to make a little more money, so I started a company. I did consulting work for businesses for 5 years on the side. Then we bought a house out in Sylvania in Woodstream Farms. Things were going real good. I had a Jaguar. Terry had a new Olds Bravada. The Olds was stole. Water conditioning company was doing well. And God said, close it down. I didn't call you here to run a business. I called you here to do my business. So we closed it down. You know what we did? We sold our house. We moved into a small house for 20-some years. See, when God tells you to do something, you don't quit just because things get rough. You make a way. And let me tell you this. Out of all of those, we've always ate. We've always traveled. We've always dressed decent. We've always had a decent car. God has never hurt us in any of that. But what I'm telling you, things are going to get rough, and if you don't stick with it, things get bad. First thing we want to do is quit. I see people pull out a line of McDonald's. That's fast food. Man, you ought to go to a restaurant sometime. You know, we get such a hurry that we want to quit when things go bad. But God always has a way. And when this man looked up into heaven, and he said, let the sun stand still so I can continue to work, so I can continue to do my work. The sun stood still, and the moon didn't move. Now, I don't know how he did that. You know, there have been scientists that have went back in time and tried to figure out maybe this was happening or maybe that was happening. And, you know, do you know what happens if the sun stands still and the sun doesn't move anyway? I mean, we're moving around the sun. And the earth's turning. But if you have that much heat on one spot on this earth for an extra day, it's just going to kill everything, that heat. But God made the sun, so he knew how to move those rays around the earth and let the sunlight continue to shine. Yes, God's that big. Yes, God is that strong. Yes, God can do that much. But we got to realize that God thinks that much of us, that he will move the mountains for us. We got to know that God believes that much in us, that he'll make the sun stand still in our workplace, that he will stop something that needs to be stopped. He'll start something that needs to be started. He will change the environment around us in order to make us a success for him, because he is real. There's this little boy, Indian boy. And his dad told him, he said, son, I want you to go to the market and I want you to take this rock. And I want you to go to the market and sell the rock, but I don't want you to say anything. When they ask you how much it is, I want you to go like this. And then come back and tell me what they say. So he went down to the street market and he took the rock and he held it out. He said, for sale. And they said, how much? And he goes, and the lady said, $2, I'll take it. The boy smiled, put the rock back in his hand, and went back to his home. His daddy said, now I want you to take that rock and I want you to go to a museum. And I want you to take it down to the museum and let the curator of the museum look at it. And when he asks you how much you want for it, go like this. He went down to the museum, he held out the rock. He said, for sale. He said, how much? And he went, he said, $2,000, I'll take it. Well, he put the rock back in his hand and went home. Came back. His dad said, now I want you to go down to where they buy and sell precious stones. And they cut them. And I want you to do the same thing. Tell them it's for sale and put up two fingers. He went down to the precious stone area. And he said, for sale. And he opened up his hand and he said, how much? He went, two. He said, $200,000. He said, that's beautiful. The diamond in the middle is one of the best I've ever seen. There is something in you that is really worth something. And you just got, it isn't that the circumstances are going to change. You've got to take yourself to that place where God can use you. And if you take yourself to that place, God will even allow the sun to stand still for you. He'll turn back time. He'll move the mountains because our God is just that big. Let us stand. I didn't get to my notes today, but that's all right. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're a God of miracles, a God that moves mountains, a God that fixes circumstances. You'll even fix a self-inflicted wound. And Lord, I pray today for those that are here that are hurting and going through trials, might they see you in the light that Joshua saw you. Might we see you as Moses saw you, someone that could open a sea. Might we see you as the shepherd boy David saw you, that God could make him a king. Because, Lord, you have put your spirit within us. And you will protect us, and you will guide us, and you will direct us. Help our faith to shine so bright that no one can miss who you are. And, Lord, help us on this day to remember this turning the clock back isn't anything new. Because you, too, can make time stand still. Bless us this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.